Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gayle DeLauder. They're still looking for a missing person after yesterday's plane crash in Galveston. The Mexican military plane was bringing a child to Shriners Hospital when it went down in heavy fog near the Galveston Causeway. Five people were killed and the missing person is also presumed dead. News 88.7 Galveston Bureau reporter Juliana Washburn says they've recovered some debris from the plane.
The water in the area of the crash is pretty shallow. We could see in the photos and videos of the rescue that personnel were standing up as they helped pull passengers out of the plane. The debris field from the crash is not very wide, but it is in water, and the current clearly moved some of the debris away from the immediate vicinity.
Two people aboard survived the crash. A federal judge has put a new Texas law on hold that requires app stores to verify ages and put restrictions on users under the age of 18. The law was supposed to take effect January 1st. A couple of lawsuits claim the measure violates free speech. The law will require app stores to make sure someone is over 18 or has their parents' permission. The Texas Comptroller's Office says hundreds of Texas schools have enrolled in the state's billion-dollar school voucher program. Texas Public Radio's Marion Navarro reports.
Acting Comptroller Kelly Hancock says about 600 private schools and pre-K providers and more than 200 education service providers have applied to participate in Texas Education Freedom Accounts for the 2026-27 school year. Applications for families will open on February 4th. A lottery will be used if interest exceeds available funding. The application window for families closes on March 17th. The comptroller's office says it anticipates providing the first award notifications in early April. I'm Marianne Navarro in San Antonio.
Rockets basketball tonight. They're in Los Angeles to play the Clippers. They have a 9:30 tip-off. Mostly cloudy skies expected this evening. Patchy fog later on tonight. Overnight low near 66 degrees. I'm Gayle DeLauder.